Welcome to the Membership Machine Show, talking you through your membership website from initial idea all the way to finished product. Here's your host, Jonathan Denwood.
Welcome back, folks, to the Membership Machine Show. This is episode 151. In this episode, we're going to be doing a review of Creator LMS, a new LMS in the WordPress space. We're quite excited about it. Plus, we'll be looking at some of its leading competitors. It should be a great show. So, but before we go into it, I want to introduce my great co-host, Kurt. Kurt, would you like to introduce yourself to the new listeners and viewers?
Sure thing, Jonathan. My name is Kurt von Annen. Own an agency called Manana Nomas. We're also working with a great team over at WP Tonic.
You had to remember that, didn't you? But before we go into the meat and potatoes of this great show, I've got a message from one of our major sponsors. We will be back in a few moments, folks.
Hey, running a business is tough. You shouldn't have to worry about your website, too. With Kinsta's managed hosting for WordPress, you get lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7 expert support from real humans. Switch to Kinsta and see site speeds improve by up to 200% with effortless migrations and powerful, easy-to-use dashboard. Join over 120,000 other businesses who also trust Kinsta. Get your first month for free at Kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta. Simply better hosting.
We're coming back, folks. Also, I want to point out that we've got some great special offers from the sponsors. Plus, we've got a course done by Kirk. That shows you how to build a membership or community website from beginning to end on WordPress. And you get it at a tremendously discounted price. Plus, a load of other free goodies. Where do you go to get all this from? Go to wp-tonic.com/deals. wp-tonic.com/deals. So let's go straight into it, Kirk. So if somebody was asking you about Creator LMS, how would you start the conversation, Kirk?
Well, like most conversations, you know, from a consultative space, it comes down to questions, answers, and then figuring out the actual use case for the customer or client. You know, because a lot of people will hear something and it anchors them, right? It becomes like this anchor piece of data, and they go, oh, like, so I need to use this, and they have it in their head. But when you actually explore the use case, you find that they may actually be more towards a separate tool. Creator LMS to me is a coach, an author, someone that's getting started in courses. It's got a lot of features, but it's not going to bankrupt you to use it. So it's a really cool platform. And it also does some things that I wasn't expecting. I'm sure we'll go through in the review.
Yeah, right. So I think it's in the title. Would you say that I wouldn't say it's lightweight, but it's not fully featured, and it's not supposed to be, because it's really aimed at that creator market that's looking for a flexible but slightly lighter weight learning management system, or that's how I see it, but I'm not sure if I'm right, actually.
Well, see, that's kind of the dichotomy of trying to talk about these platforms in terms of lightness or features. I think anyone that's listened to this show before, Jonathan, is going to recognize I'm a fan of Lifter LMS. And I know you are too. Mm-hmm. But Lifter is, to me, it's like a bridge that could be quasi-professional, like not even quasi-professional. Like I can leverage my skill set to make a Lifter LMS site, a site for a university or a site for, corporate e-learning at a very high level. Creator LMS also has some pretty cool features, but it's not the platform that I would choose for a deep, you know, corporate e-learning platform or for a university or anything like that. It's very much more for the creator, for the independent learning professional.
So I've got like four main features: course builder, AL, course outline generator, interactive quizzes, and Zoom integration. So what are some of the other main features I should have added?
Well, and this was the exciting moment for me with Creator LMS. So you and I, we both got kind of a sneak peek, you know, right before they had released Creator LMS just a couple months ago. And it was cool to see something like, hey, here's a new player in the field. It does some cool things. Yeah, I can put in my course. It has quizzes built into it, has certificates built into it. The certificates actually come with really nice templates. So out of the chute, we're seeing some nice things for the creators to use to build their e-learning platform. But the thing that really set it apart for me happened last week or 10 days ago, Jonathan. That's when I saw the announcement for events. So to me, it's like, it's one thing to be able to integrate Zoom into your WordPress website. Like we've done Zoom integrations for some of our clients in the past. And you can integrate Zoom with WordPress. But Creator LMS has done a really intuitive, really great job of integrating Zoom, but building events that display in a list-like event calendar, almost like the event calendar. And that plays in the community portal that the system builds. And so, again, we don't really want to talk about like lightness or separation of features that way to make it seem like it's entry level.
Yeah.
This thing comes, it does the courses, but it also incorporates a full discussion, almost like a Fluent community interface that allows you to do live events through Zoom on a calendar inside the community portal. It's a pretty cool deal.
Yeah, so it's not trying to offer everything like Fluent community, but it's doing enough that would appeal to an influencer, somebody that wants to build an email list and their own private community off of, let's say, TikTok or YouTube. Is that, am I on the right track?
I would say so. Yeah. It's interesting to me because there's just certain things that strike you as odd. Like there's a drop down menu when you are in there and it says integrations. So I got excited. I clicked integrations. Says, you don't have any integrations. Do you want to do an integration? I'm like, yeah, what isn't it? Like, show me what you got here, you know? And then it says, well, you don't have any CRMs connected. Use WP Fusion to connect a CRM. Well, that to you and I, that's not really a platform specific feature. That's just saying you can connect this thing with Fluent CRM. I mean, with with Fluent CRM, but using WP Fusion. That's what I meant. WP Fusion. So it's not like it has a one-to-one integration with these other tools. You have to use WP Fusion.
Or webhooks.
Or webhooks to initiate these things. So, when you get into, would this be the platform to build my mail list? What's interesting is it's run by the same company that makes WP Funnels and MailMint. So if I were to incorporate WP Funnels as my lead magnet leads to my courses, enrolling in my courses, add you to my MailMint listing, and that MailMint listing sends out the emails. You've got a pretty powerful little package all in one site.
And you get all that on WP Tonic, don't you? So we offer the whole package. And we also now are going to be offering Creator LMS and on our micro website starter package. And on our packages aimed at coaches, we're going to offer the whole package because I think it's very suitable because you're getting that total integration, aren't you? But plus you're getting the freedom of WordPress, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, all the ownership, freedom, design. The community portal in Creator LMS is a lot like Fluent Community, as in you click the link and it feels like you went to another website, but you're within a sublink inside your site. So the design freedom in that space isn't like you're building a custom page in your own website. But I think people would need to try it or see it to understand. You'll see a lot of people using Fluent Community now, and Fluent Community doesn't necessarily feel like you are in a custom page within your website, but it's a community attached to your website. And it's working very well. People are very happy with it. So I think this will be a very similar result.
That's fantastic. So let's go on my little list and then, so how, what how would you rate the course builder, and what are some of the key things you notice about it and some of the things that you think people need to know about the course builder?
The course building experience is a linear experience the way they want you to go. That took a little getting used to for me, because I'm used to platforms where if I want to go and adjust a lesson, I go to the lesson and make an edit. If I want to go to the course page, I go to the course page, I make an edit. If I want to go to the quiz, I go to the quiz, I make an edit, right? Like, I'm used to having that kind of access to my content. This particular layout, the way that they have it, it's like you would go to the, you go to edit the course and you go to like this course page, and you can't just click on the quiz and go edit it. You have to like go through their pages. And so it's going to be, you know, here's the course page, here's the lessons, and you keep going next. So you're going next to the next thing, next to the next thing, next to the next thing. So if I got through the whole thing and I got to the settings area, and I saw something on settings that made me think, oh, I got to put that back on the course page. You don't just click on the course page and make an edit. You got to either go out and go all the way back in, or you got to hit back, you know, 3-4 times to get back to that page. So it's a very linear development process for the courses. But I can also see people that are new to the course creation arena, this is going to help keep them focused and not missing an element in the development process.
Yeah.
So I can see it both ways. I like the freedom to be able to punt and click and do the things I like to do. But I can see where other people might actually appreciate the structure.
Well, it's, you know, obviously at WP Tonic, we help people. We give some initial training with Lifter so they can get over that blank screen syndrome. But I can see why they've done it the way they have done it with Creator LMS, to avoid trying, you know, that where are all these bits and how do I, that's what they're trying to avoid with that methodology, I would surmise.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, and we interviewed Sultan before, but it's, I feel like they were pretty direct on the way that they made it. And I think they are, they're laying out a process they want the creator to follow, right? And I think in the grand scheme of things, it may cut down on gaps or missing elements in the creator's process.
And I would imagine it works perfectly for the type of customer that they've built it for. But if you were building a massive kind of internal course for organization, this linear thing would be a little bit painful, but for their target audience, I think it's probably spot on.
Yeah, and that's part of what my original statement was about. You know, if I was doing an internal, you know, corporate training website where sales was not the main motivation, right? It's course completion and enrollment's the main focus, right? For hundreds or thousands of students, with, you know, 100 or 200 courses, when I look at projects of that scale, this is not the tool I would pick for a project of that scale. I would probably be in the Lifter LMS category for that. But if I were a self-published author that just came out with a book and wanted to create a course to go along with it and sell it for $19.95, I mean, this would be the tool.
Yeah. So what about the AI course outline generator? What does that do?
I didn't play too much with the AI side of it. Fortunately and unfortunately, I have a ton of learning content available. So I just picked one of my courses and started plugging content in to see if it would work. I didn't play with the AI outline generator much.
Oh, yeah.
From what I gathered, it's a lot like, hey, ChatGPT, what would you suggest as an outline for a course on how to knit Afghans for your grandmother? You know, and it's going to give you 12 sections. And then probably 2 or 3 lessons for each of the sections, and then help you blow that out.
Interactive quizzes?
Quizzes are great. They call them interactive. I think interactive is just a go-to name in the e-learning space. True/false, multiple choice, meaning you can have more than one correct answer. All of those work very intuitively. You can add pictures or other media to the each question. That's what that's built in there, which is nice, which is really nice. And it's all in one for building purposes, for editing purposes. It's all like in one screen. You're not hunting and pecking and looking for things. It's right there. They have a central kind of dialogue box, and they have the question options off to the side, and you just drag the question over and then add your details. The one that was confusing, and it always is confusing, is the fill in the blank structure. Whenever you have a digital version of fill in the blank, you know, somebody somewhere had to figure out how do we recognize a blank, and then how do you determine what the correct answer is going to be? One thing that they did well was you have your blank, but then you have a field where you can put in the possible correct answers separated by commas. And so what's very common, especially in the e-learning space, is students will misspell or they'll put in words that are similar but different. And if you have the forethought to put those words in that space, anything the student types in would be recognized as correct if it matches those options. So that's a really smart way to go.
Yeah, I did a couple of days ago, I did a really brief video about Creator CRM. And I said the Zoom integration was quite impressive. Well, it is, but what I didn't make clear, and you pointed out to me, is that you've still got to make an app in Zoom, haven't you?
Yeah.
But they've done a good job compared to many of the competitors in the WordPress space in linking Creator CRM to that Zoom app. But you still have to make that Zoom app, haven't you?
Yeah. Creator LMS tells you specifically what scopes you need in when you make your app. I'll be honest, I'm not as generous as Jonathan on this one. I've used the Zoom integration. That's a free plugin in the WordPress repository. And the creator of that plugin has an installation guide or an installation wizard, if you will, that really walks you through a detailed version of how to build these apps. And so I have a lot of experience from that. Thank goodness I do. If I didn't have that previous experience, it could have been exceedingly difficult to figure out what are they even talking about? Because it says, you know, you need, these are the required scopes for your app, But let's be honest, how many people that are going to be in this situation have really built apps for Zoom before, and they're not going to understand what a scope is. They're not going to understand how to get through Zoom's menu to create those scopes or to acknowledge those scopes or how to save those scopes. And so there's a little room for improvement on the onboarding in that section. I'm very familiar with the process, so it only took me about 20 minutes and I was connected to Zoom and ready to go.
Yeah, but it's, I think, yeah, they can improve the documentation a little bit more than that.
Probably a helper video or something would be really good there.
Yeah, would be. I know somebody that could do a video. When it comes to price, what kind of pricing are we talking about?
Well, that's kind of the crux for me is, when you look at the pricing on the Creator LMS page, I mean, $140 a year for a single site license, when it's going to come with an LMS, student reporting, certification, the ability to hold live events, a community page. Jonathan, this is a pretty feature packed thing for $140 a year. And then of course they have other packages, right? For they have a 10 site license, they have a 50 site license. But I think community doesn't pop in until the business level.
Right.
Right. And so a lot of the benefits that I'm talking about are in that community level.
Yeah.
So I'm not exactly sure. Because if I were a startup creator. And I was like, well, I really like everything Kurt and Jonathan talked about. I want to do the live classes. I want to have community. I want to have content protection, right? Then you would say, okay, so what do I got to do that to get all that? And then that puts you into $439 a year. The growth plan at $239, that has everything but community. So you can still do cohorts. You can do live classes with the Zoom. You can do a lot, right? You just don't get the community feature. And to be honest with you, I think, and this is where people are going to have some differing opinions. I think far too many people try to leverage community too early in the process.
Yes, they do.
And so I don't think community is really a requirement for a startup. I think it's something that someone should put in place after they have 50 or 60, you know, students or learners or whatever you want to call them in the website.
And they got on their pricing table built-in automation. Obviously, where it really excites me, if you're going to integrate it with their WP funnels and Mint, I think you get the full benefit. But obviously, that increases the initial investment, but it's still good value. But what do you get, some form of automation with just the creator LMS?
I think that's just another bullet point to put on the list, to be honest with you, because they do have membership, and membership automates, you know, auto enrollment into courses.
Oh, that's what they're doing by that.
So I think that's what it's talking about. But in today's day and age, that's unexpected.
Yeah. What about the advanced analytics and reports? Do they seem reasonably good?
To be honest, Jonathan, I would really need to have, I'd need to have 30, 40 people enrolled and doing stuff before I could see the depth of the reporting. I don't have an active sample site with active users in it to be able to see that. It looks promising. It looks promising, but I am a little spoiled. Lifter LMS has very good advanced reporting. And so they're up against some pretty stiff competition in that space.
Now, with the starter just slightly under 140, you are missing, you've mentioned community and content protection, but you also don't have cohort courses. What does the cohort courses do?
Cohorts is the easiest way I have to say it is a cohort allows you to teach a group of people something at the same time. And most e-learning sites are set up asynchronously, meaning, people learn at their own pace. It's do-it-yourself learning. So it's usually not an issue. In fact, in most of my learning projects, cohorts is not leveraged because people are just selling courses one-on-one kind of thing. When you sell to an association or a group or maybe a nonprofit that does like an annual certification course or something, in those situations, that might be considered a cohort. Everybody would, you would sign certain people up and they would all start January 5th and you'd have them all planned to be, January 25th be wrapped up. That would be like a cohort where a group of people has gone through a series of training at the same time.
All right. That's fantastic. I think we're going to go for our middle break now, folks. And when we come back, we're going to be looking at some of the competition. Should be a fantastic second half. We will be back in a few moments.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Lifter LMS, the leading learning management system solution for WordPress. If you or your client are creating any kind of online course, training-based membership website, or any type of e-learning project, Lifter LMS is the most secure, stable, well-supported solution on the market. Go to lifterlms.com and save 20% at checkout with coupon code podcast20. That's podcast20. Enjoy the rest of your show.
We're coming back, folks. I want to take the opportunity to point out that WP Tonic's got a fantastic newsletter. It's written by myself, and it always has a subject around membership, around marketing, or a review about a specific product. And then it has some sub-stories that are mostly about AI around subjects that will probably help you. It's totally free. You can get this newsletter by going over to wp-tonic.com/newsletter, wp-tonic.com/newsletter, and sign up for it. And it's really, like I say, it's done every week and it's done by myself with a little bit of help from Kurt. So let's go straight into it. So let's look at some of the competitors. Let's start off with our beloved Lifter LMS. So how would you compare what they've done with Lifter LMS?
Well, I'm partial. I make no bones about telling people I'm partial. I think Lifter is the top of the stack. I really do. And so Lifter does membership management. It can do sales. Pardon me. It can do the course management, right? So the learning content management. And so, and it, the reporting, like I said earlier, is very strong. And it's got some automations built into, like automatic certificates, or you could set up, you know, engagements as reminders. It's got some gamification in it. To me, it is the top of the stack. And part of the reason it's the top of the stack for me is kind of what we mentioned with Creator LMS almost being like a gap. And that's direct integrations. So Jonathan and I, we've been around and used a varied source of products over the years. And so we have access to a lot of things. So if I am working with a customer and I think this is a Buddy Boss customer, it's automatically going to be able to integrate with Lifter LMS. Maybe it's a Fluent community user instead. It's going to integrate just fine. Or maybe I want to use the social learning from Lifter LMS directly because they have their own community plugin. And so to me, Lifter's at the top of the stack. Again, not just because of what it does with the learning and the memberships, but with the flexibility to attach itself or to integrate with so many other top-level tools.
Yeah, it's more complicated. But like I say, they do offer free product, Lifter LMS. Yeah. And with one of their add-ons for Stripe, which is around $150. Now, that compares to what Creator LMS is offering with their starter plan, which is around $150. But where I get really excited with Creator is when you combine it with WP Funnels and their Mint. I think that's where you're getting a really great system for marketing and email marketing and setting up funnels and everything that somebody that Creator LMS is targeted to wants to do, basically.
Yeah.
Where with Lifter, you can do all those things, but it's designed for a much wider market. That's how I'm seeing it. I'm not saying I'm right, but that's how I'm seeing it at the moment. Right, let's look at Kajabi. How would you compare it with Kajabi?
Oh, that's a tight one. That's a tight one. I think Kajabi overall is a more complete system because it has more of that email capability inbaked and things like that. To be clear, Creator LMS lists emails in the menu. I just don't want you to see that on a screenshot or something and get excited. There's only like two emails the system sends out, and it's to announce, thanks for buying and welcome to the site. It's not a CRM tool. So it's a notification email. It's not email. Whereas with Kajabi, you've got a little more flexibility in messaging, email strings, funneling. It's more of a full, product. But again, Jonathan, we dive into this, you know, it's a SaaS platform. You don't have ownership. You don't have freedom of design in a lot of cases. And it's not easy. I know the marketing tells you it's easy, but I've worked in Kajabi before, and there's definitely a learning curve to get pretty decent at using it.
Yeah, it's a big beast, isn't it? And like I say, you know what they're asking for a year, you can pay that for 1 month for Kajabi, and obviously got the hosting costs. I do truly think, you know, with their other plugins, you're getting a system that very comparable with Kajabi. You're getting a unified interface, but you're not getting the flexibility and ownership that you're getting with this type of setup.
Yeah.
But it is a polished platform, but it is a beast. Let's look at how does it compare to LearnDash?
Whew. You know, I struggle with LearnDash because it's not a bad product. And we know a lot of people that worked on that team. In fact, we just interviewed one today. It's a good product. It's just I haven't seen anything as far as an update or anything new, no new features in a long time. It's been years, I think, since I've seen an update from them. And I don't mean like an update to keep up with WordPress core and security. I just mean I haven't seen any new features. I haven't seen anything change in quite a long time. LearnDash, to me, I still feel a gap in the experience, not the user experience, not for students, but I feel a gap from the creator side of like, how am I really going to manage my members? How do I really tie this reporting to what I need to do? There's, you and I have the experience, of course, through WP Tonic of saying, hey, we can use Sure members. You know, we can use Shortcart to sell. We can do this WooCommerce thing, right? But it's
or Fluent Cart.
Yeah, you're always gluing something to it
to
get it to do what you want it to do. And that might sound harsh. I don't mean it to for people that use it and for the people that work there. It's a great product. I feel like in today's marketplace, it's missing a few of the expectations that people have.
Yeah, I think that's excellently put, actually, and fair. Let's move on. School.
I hate school.
Yeah, I do, but I don't know why. Is it just the founders? I don't hate the founders. The founder was highly successful in selling consultancy packages and training people to be a consultant. And then the major investor. Yeah, but it's also the way it's marketed, isn't it, that I have some problems with?
It's got this creepy multi-level marketing feel about it. It's got this...
You're doing much better than me today. You're spot on today, you are.
Yeah. It's got a fake level of excitement that annoys me to the core. I feel that way about a lot of products out there, so they're not alone. The go high level crowds in that
yes.
pocket for me. It's like all these people super excited to go meet in someone's living room and talk about selling laundry soap for Amway. It doesn't make sense to me. I mean, on some levels you look at it and you go, well, this is a great business model. It does, you know, this and this, and you try to justify it to yourself. And then you run into these people in the wild and they're like, oh my gosh, I just signed up for school. I'm so excited. And I'm like, you're making a course. Like, hello. But for some reason in this space, these people are way amped up and their expectations for success are way overplayed. I feel kind of sorry for them because they're told we're going to enter you into our marketplace and we're going to be feeding you leads and you're going to have the ability to grow your business. But if they add you into this marketplace, and let's say you have a course on leadership, you're in there with 50 other people that have a course on leadership. It's like trying to sell a leadership course when you built it in Udemy.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. It's the same. It's got the marketplace argument, but it's got all the liabilities as well as Udemy, isn't it? That everybody is going to be there, aren't you? Your competitors, really.
I thought I had to jump up and grab a delivery, but I think my wife got it.
All right, thank you. But yeah, that's well put. And this multi-sales feeling to it, I thought you were spot on about that. But and what it's got nothing to do with school. There was a particular very popular YouTube WordPress influencer. And he's been selling courses on YouTube through his channel. and the courses are on school, and it's all about WordPress. And I thought that was funny myself, but I did find that amusing. I did sign up for one of his free courses, though. I haven't done much with it, but I thought that was funny. On to the next one, MemberPress. How would you compare it to MemberPress?
We
haven't talked. Maybe in the new year we should do a show about MemberPress, but I don't know, because we haven't said much about it, have we?
We haven't said much about it. It's and I haven't used it in anger in a long time. It used to be, you know, almost a requirement for folks that were using LearnDash. They would have LearnDash and MemberPress, and so though that's the frame set that I'm used to seeing MemberPress in. But I've never used it as like some kind of standalone, as a course creator, try to create my own empire kind of thing. So I would probably have to take another look at that, Jonathan, because I haven't done it.
It's fully featured. They do have an add-on, depending. The pricing structure is a little bit confusing, and there's certain, you get it at a discount when you first sign up, but when it renews, it goes to full price. But there's a few plugin providers that use that morphology. It's got its own way of dealing with membership that's a little bit unusual, how it's coded up. But it works, and it's a mature plugin. It's feature-rich. I think you're spot on. A lot of people used it because it, for a long time, it was seen as the natural player with LearnDash. I just think now there's things like Lifter LMS and other solutions in the WordPress space that you get a lot more value than with MasterPress. But other people would disagree with me, but that's my stance. So let's look at another one. Let's try and pronounce it correctly, Jonathan. Mysterio. I got it right for me.
Yes.
Used to sponsor the show for a little while. Much appreciated. I see it as one of the natural competitors to Creator LMS in its target audience. Would you agree with that statement, or would you have a different opinion?
I do agree with the way that you phrase that. I also, having looked through their website some, it seems like, well, like when you look at the pricing page, it's not the same as what we described when they were sponsoring the show. And so, you know, looking at what people can refer to, you know, $99, it says $99 a year, right? That's pretty dang affordable, Jonathan. Unlimited courses, drag and drop editor, AI course creation, live lessons, course reviews, built-in notifications. I think it's a pretty good contender, like when you're looking at it compared to Creator LMS. I just think Creator LMS is, I think it's got a little more finish in it with the community portal.
Yeah, it's definitely, if you're looking at these two, you're just going to have to make your decision. But I'm swayed by what the other plugins that the Creator LMS have, because I think, and the reason why I've already said this three times in this episode, it just having that integration. But not in a walled garden, still having flexibility, but having that level integration with those three core plugins from the same company, if you're that particular target audience, I think that's quite powerful.
Yeah.
On to the next one. But it's definitely, of the ones we've listed, folks, I definitely think you need to look at, it's a main competitor to Creator LMS with Lifter LMS.
One thing about Mysterio, when you look at them compared to some of these other tools we've been talking about, Jonathan, is their depth in choices for a payment gateway is extensive.
Yeah.
So if you live in one of these countries that can't use Stripe or needs some other kind of oddball gateway, that's one reason to go check out Mysterio, because they use a ton of payment gateways.
And they're most popular. They do offer multiple instructors. I don't know if Creator LMS offers that.
I believe they do.
Right. And I don't know for sure, but they're offering with their $149 a year, which is normally $299, they are offering webhooks, but also API access. But you really got to look at the integrations. So you're going to have to do your own research there, folks. So let's look at another one, Tutor LMS. How would you compare? Because Tutor's strength is it's got that free product, isn't it? But the thing is, you want to take subscriptions. I think you've got to go to use Woo, haven't you?
I think you have to use WooCommerce. Or I think you could do ShortCard or FluentCard at this point, yes, too, though. I'd have to double check. The thing with Tutor LMS that always catches me out, and I mention it to you almost every time, is I don't know barely anybody in the States using it. But I know a lot of people over in Europe and
the Indian subcontinent.
Almost, I should say, the Middle East, right? Like India and stuff use Tutor LMS a lot. It has a very high adoption rate out of the States, less so in the States.
Yeah, I think you're totally spot on. I have no idea why. I think it's just because Lifter and Learn Dash have been established for a long time, and they've really, and also MemberPress, they've got a lot of the market share, haven't they? It's not, you know, great solution, but it's not something, you know, where Lifter or Learn Dash and now Creator LMS. Probably going to be pushing Lifter LMS and Creator as our two main tools, with Learn Dash if you want to use BuddyBoss, because we do offer that on some of our higher plans, folks. But we offer almost all the best WordPress technology as part of our hosting plans. We're the only hosting company that actually does this, and it's just amazing value. Let's look at a SaaS solution, Circle. How would you compare Creator LMS to Circle? Because I know a lot of its target audience that also look at Circle, and they've brought up Circle and they've brought up School in the same breath.
I am at a loss as to why so many people seem to like Circle. I'm one of those people that don't. Even from the user experience. So usually I give my opinion from the, from the developer side, you know, from the implementer side. Mm-hmm. But like, for instance, Kevin Geary uses Circle, right, as one of his tools. And so I'm a member. I've paid money and I'm a member. And I just don't like the interface. It seems very plain Jane-ish, kind of unstyled. It's just not. I don't know. It's not a fun thing to use. It's a tool, right? But it's not fun. Like, that's like a weird thing to say when you're trying to, but it's meant to be more like a community kind of a tool, but I don't feel like hanging out in there and being part of the community. You know what I mean? It just doesn't feel, it's not a good, I don't like the interface.
Right. It's the interface. You don't find it very usable.
Not attractive.
And like, it starts at $89 a month. And then the next one's up to 200.
Sure ain't the cheapest.
Depends on what size community you got.
Who was the influencer that we just saw that moved from Circle to Fluent and made a big video about it?
Well, that's Paul from WP Tuts.
WP Tuts, right? And he said that
he went up quickly.
As his network grew, it got more and more expensive to use it.
Well, especially if you're offering free that's one of the reasons why people look, when they're looking at SaaS, that's one of the things they look at School, because School, I think they're offering a cut down version. It was $99 a month.
Yeah.
And you could have many courses free, but you could offer a load of free courses. because its main influence is about offering a lot of free stuff. But they didn't offer a free level on school, but they're now offering a cut down version, aren't they? I think that starts at about $49 on school.
Mm.
I might be wrong there. I need to check that now. But no, it's circle. When we get back to circle, and I think Paul from WP Tuts was saying he had quite a large free community. His paid community was growing, and it was getting quite expensive. You know, we were talking about over $1,000 a month, which depends on what kind of your prices of your courses, really, doesn't it?
Yeah. It's so weird. I mean, I know that there's the cost of doing business, right? Like, say, so we use that term, right? Well, what's the return on investment? Well, that implies there's a cost. But I think, Jonathan, you and I have had this talk before. It's really cool to have all the coolest things, but at the end of the month, at the end of the fiscal year, you need to have brought in more than you've spent. And it's very important to, you know, be frugal and watch, you know, hey, what are some of the ways in which I am spending my money? And I just don't think Circle's a good investment in that way.
Yeah, they're offering what they call their hobby version school at $9 a month, and then they've got the pro at $99. But if you go with the hobby, they want, on top of your Stripe fee of 2.9, if you go with the hobby, they want 10% on top. So you'd be looking almost at 13%, where if you're looking at, I have to research if the Stripe fee's on top. It just says transaction fee. I would imagine the Stripe's on top. With the pro, they want in two, it's $99 a month, plus they want 2.9%.
Yeah.
But they're pointing out they're 2.9. Circle, they're saying that Circle wants 7% on top of their monthly fee. Patreon wants 14%, and Discord wants 16%.
Yeah.
This all mounts up, doesn't it?
It does.
This is the reason why you should look at WordPress. And let's finally look at Fluent Community.
Well, from a courses perspective, pardon me, it's really not my choice. From a community perspective, it's the golden child, you know, over the last year and a half or so. I really like the community side of it. I do like that it integrates with Lifter. So we've already mentioned Lifter, and you can integrate it with the free version of Lifter, right? And so if I can manage my members and my course material in Lifter, and then attach Fluent Community as that, like, you know, discussion spaces, private conversations, personal profile kind of tool, I think that puts me in a really good space. Does it have a course tool? Yes. Fluent Community does have a course tool. Again, it's just not my choice.
No, but I think using it with Lifter LMS is, you're getting a powerful combination there, aren't you?
Yeah, because there's, and I should be clear, because, you know, at the beginning of the show, I was real clear about, I asked questions about use case and things like that. Sometimes a creator has a course, they just want to share some information. They just want to put something out simply. They're not interested in, you know, tracking test scores and quizzes and certificates and continuing education type requirements. If you just want to share some information with somebody, I don't know, how to make pasta carbonara or something like that. Fluent Community's course structure is well suited to that environment. It's just, for me personally, when I'm looking at e-learning material, I immediately go to student journey, advanced reporting, certificates, recertification requirements. And then that's why the Lifter LMS thing boils to the top for me. But if I was just going to put out something informational as in the structure of a course, but not have to manage it like a university, well, then Fluent Communities courses do fit that structure well.
Yeah, no, I was thinking, should I add it? But I added Circle. But I think one of its other strengths is its similar strength to Creator LMS is you then have access to all the Fluent tools like Fluent Booking, yeah. Fluent Booking especially, Fluent Support, Fluent Forms, Fluent CRM, I think with WP Funnels, you've got a landing page builder and more integration, but then you do also need Mint. But you can still build with a modern page builder using patterns. If you're using Gutenberg and something like Cadence WP, which we offer, it's really easy to build a landing page anyway. And you can integrate, it is like WP Funnels. You've got all these integrations, haven't it? It's offering.
Yeah.
So that's how my mind was working. And that basic course, you can do it. And if then you want to build out more courses, you can then just introduce Lifter, can't you?
Yeah, absolutely. One of the things I wanted to stress about these community tools that we talk about, because it's the same with Buddy Boss or Fluent Community or these types of tools, is when you put these tools in your website, they're community tools. Everyone in the website has access to the community, right? So like out of the box, everybody's in the community. And so like when we said before, like you needed to have MemberPress to be able to run members into LearnDash, for example. That was like the way we used to do it back in the day. Lifter LMS works really good with Fluent Community because you can build membership tiers or course access tiers and then use those access plans to grant access to the community. So it's one way that you can say that, you know, you're adding a privatization of the community at that level. So it's important when you have these types of tools, you have to recognize, okay, I get it. Like I'm going to get this functionality, but then the immediate question after people install these things is, well, how do I keep everybody from just jumping in there? I only want members to see it, or I only want students to get in there. And so you have to have these tools to be able to filter that out.
I think that's a great point. I think it's our last show of the year, folks. Just want to thank Kurt for being my co-host. I think we've produced some fantastic content. I've spoken to a few people that have been listening to the show and they've all said really great things about it, about you, Kurt, not about me, but there we go. So, Kirk, what's the best way for people to find out more about you and what you're up to?
Well, as an agency, Mañana No Más is open for work, so come on in, mañananomás.com or Mañana No Más on any of the social channels. But if you just want to connect with me person to person, the best way to do that is to send a connection invitation on LinkedIn.
Yep. And if you're looking for a full service plus a great hosting partner, look at WP Tonic. We offer just amazing value and we've got an amazing team as well. And come over to WordPress because it's the best thing that offers you ownership of your business with flexibility. And there's a reason why almost 43% of the internet runs on WordPress. Like I say, we will be back next year. If you want to support the show, another great free resource is the WP Tonic YouTube channel. It has all the Membership Machine Show on that channel, plus all the content from our other podcast, the WP Tonic Show, and a load of instructional videos and about marketing. It's all on that channel. Over 1,700 videos, I think. So it's a great free resource. So go over there and sign up for it. And that'd be fantastic. We'll see you in the new year, folks. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Membership Machine Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and leave a rating to support the show. Until next time.